Welcome, welcome, welcome to once again another episode of Unlock Your Career Growth Podcast, where we talk about all things career growth and career development. I am your career coach, Susan Kiamba, and today, in keeping with the January theme, I'll be talking about how to gain momentum and to keep momentum going. Now, at the end of last year, many of us said we are going to wait for January to get started. And you know what? January came, we didn't get started, we are actually wondering what we're waiting for. I kind of know what happened. The first week of January, we're trying to get back into the rhythm of work, into the rhythm of doing things. And then we are trying to settle in. We are trying to figure out our passwords, because many of us forget our office passwords when we go back in January after the December break. And somehow 3 weeks go by and you still haven't kickstarted your goals as you had intended. So here's the thing. We tie all this goal setting and goal actualization to a date, and that's often where we go wrong, because really, when you think about it, you're technically the same person you were in December. The only thing that has changed is you're a couple of days older. And if you were not committed to doing whatever it is it was in December, really, January doesn't miraculously make you ready and committed to get it done. So what should you do instead? Or what do you need to keep in mind at this point in your month? First things first, nothing changes unless you do. Now, we need to go through a change ourselves before we can actually change the way we do things and change the way we try to achieve our goals. So setting yourself, setting a big date to actualize your goal is actually setting up yourself for failure. Main reason? The date means nothing if a goal doesn't mean anything to you. And this is something that I usually ask my clients to do. I ask them, what does this goal mean for you? Why is it so important for you to actually achieve this goal? And more often than not, the reason which we give first is not usually the real reason why we actually want to achieve that goal. So, question for you, what goals had you set for yourself for 2022? Had you decided this was the year you're going to get a promotion? Had you decided this was the year you were going to get a new job? Had you decided this is the year you're finally going to gather courage to ask your boss for a raise? No matter what you had decided you were going to do, unless you change, nothing changes. So how do you actually go about changing? Because it's really hard. We default to status quo because it's comfortable. But I dare say some of us need to push ourselves beyond our comfort zones this year. And I'm here to tell you, you can actually do it. But there are a couple of steps that you need to follow to be able to actually get it done. So first step that you need to do is to actually take stock. So what is it you want to achieve in 2022? And I know 2022 seems like a long time, but yes, let's go with 2022. What do you want to achieve in 2022? Why do you actually want to achieve that in 2022? What does it mean to you? Does it mean freedom? Does it mean flexibility? Does it mean that you can actually finally do work that you love to do? Why do you want to achieve whatever goal it is you've set yourself for yourself for 2022? Now, think about again whose help you're going to need. So many times we don't get stuff done because we can't do it on our own and we actually need some help. So is that going to be a colleague who has taken that journey before you? Is it a friend whom supports you or does something really well and you'd like to do it as well as they do? Like, who is it who can support you on that journey? And then take stock of what's worked and not what's not worked in the past. Remember, the reason why we don't get our goals done is because we set ourselves up by putting this big date. Whereas, you know, you could start your goal as soon as now or as soon as the next half hour. You can start your goal anytime. You don't have to wait for the end of the month. In fact, I think waiting for the end of the month is part of the reason why we actually never get these goal things done in the first place. So what's worked, what's not worked? And ask yourself, why did it work? What was it about it that helped me before? What was it that made it possible? And then for where you struggled, what didn't work? What would you need to do differently in order to see success? Remember, again, I said, nothing changes unless you do. So you're going to have to dig a little deeper to get these answers for yourself so that you can be able to move forward, because we're all about moving forward and making progress. Okay then, so now you've figured out where you are, what you want, why you want it, what's worked in the past, what's not worked, and what you can do differently. Now, to guard against that almighty date that we are waiting for to suddenly start, start now. And then identify the actions that you're going to take every single day that will bring you a step closer to your goal. Here's another question I ask my clients often when they're trying to decide, when they have so many options in front of them. Big question. Does this bring you a step closer to your goal? Yes, do it. No, shelve it. Doesn't mean it's a bad idea. Doesn't mean that you should never ever do it. It just means it's probably not the right action for you to take now, because it does not take you in the direction of your goal. And remember, it's consistent action that brings results. So there's no point in, for example, if you're applying for a new job, you apply for 200 jobs in 1 week and then the next week you slack off and do none. Consistent daily actions are what bring results. Now here you say, oh, but I've tried this before and it didn't work. That's okay. It just means you're human. What do you do to guard yourself? Pick yourself up and start off from wherever it is that you fell off. So if you were suddenly finding yourselves not sending any applications for those jobs, not connecting with anyone new, start again. Just start. Don't wait again for the beginning of the week. Don't wait for the beginning of the month. Start as soon as you realize. Remember, if you don't change, nothing changes. And I know you can actually do this. You can actually gain that momentum and keep that momentum going. So until the next time, next episode, have a wonderful time and enjoy working on your goals.